We are going live, going live, going live. We are live, everyone. It's a jumbled mess because I'm still high on turkey and stuffing. And I am going to play the intro music and we'll just start the pod. Right? Cool. Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone, it's Papa's Basement. Post-Thanksgiving episode. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. I am joined by the rather urbane looking Eva Crichton today. Look at that Sigourney Weaver coat you're in. Look at that Paddington scarf.
I thought I looked like Bender from Breakfast Club.
Where's your cigar burn?
That's for not taking out the paint cans.
What a weird chore. Like, who the living shit? We can curse, I guess. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Who the hell gets burned for a paint can related offense? Like, if
that's
he was
for
like
not cleaning up the paint cans in the garage.
Like, I didn't clean up the cat's shit. I'm like, yeah, that's a chore for a kid. You know, I didn't mow the lawn. What the, are there like a million fucking paint cans in the Bender household? What the hell is this? I never got that line. Like, does his old man just get drunk and paint the walls over and over? I don't fucking get it. We're also joined today by a guy who's been on the show previously. He's doing a bunch of stand-up up in New York now. That makes him better than us.
Yeah, I know. Believe me.
Yeah, Jimmy Marr, man.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Good to have you back. Yeah. So we just are going to discuss what we did for Thanksgiving, what's going on for Christmas, I guess. I don't know. This is when Jimmy could come in. Like, it's Sunday afternoon. Like, I would just be jacking off and watching football. Sometimes simultaneously, but not in a gay way. Like, sometimes it's just a boring game. But
that's the only way to make the Redskins watchable.
Yeah, no, I don't. I do it illegally via Reddit, so I have, like, five tabs going. And it's like, I don't want to X out because then it's a whole production to restart them. But you're on Reddit, which is, like, my huge source of porn.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, all right, Reddit gone wild and... And we're done.
I didn't know that like naked girls showed their tits on Reddit until you brought it to my attention. Yeah, you're like, what's your fancy, Eva? When I'm looking at a dame, I like a little curvy, a little red hair,
gone wild curvy.
You're like, here you go.
Here's gingers. Yeah, go nuts.
I had no idea.
a listener and friend, Crip McWheels. Ironic because he's in a wheelchair. Not ironic at all. Not his birth name. Had it been. Now we're talking. He was turned on like today by me to Reddit. And he was just like, I've done nothing else. Like, yeah.
I like how you finished this Sunday. He was turned on by me today. Yeah,
I heard that too. Like, I immediately was
to
like.
To Reddit.
Yeah, like, to Reddit. I was like, wait, what?
I just presented every photo photoshopped onto my belly with my erect penis underneath it.
Turn anybody on.
This is actually a Reddit intervention
for
you.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Did you bring your letter? We all love you very much.
Oh, no.
And we want you to feel safe.
Yeah. I think we have a talking pillow.
But the Reddit porn is getting to be...
That's what I do in my room. Hold on. I have to tighten my mic nut. There we go.
The old mic nut.
Yep. No, my room was defiled today. I woke up at about 4 a.m. to my one cat just puking all over my bed.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, why did you do this? And it's that kind of thing, I guess, like real flesh parents, whatever we want to call them, non-pet parents.
Yes.
I just like woke up and autonomically grabbed like a wad of toilet paper, just scooped the puke off and went back to bed. And then I woke up this morning to the other one puking in the corner. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you two?
Oh, at least they weren't shitting on
yeah,
you.
Just because I fed him a bunch of cranberry sauce? What
yeah,
the hell?
Yeah, it's
on a bender.
So we did Thanksgiving, right? I celebrated it. I don't know about you guys.
You celebrate?
Yeah, I celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
My family does it on the fourth Thursday in November. Like, that's our thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. I like the consistency.
Me too. Yeah. We don't pick a day. It's a movable feast. You know?
It's
we just go with that day. It keeps it fun.
We celebrated. We went up to Connecticut.
Ooh.
Yes.
The Crichton Cresses?
The Crichton Bairds. This is my dad's side of the family. My dad is from Connecticut.
Ooh.
And, brought the boy with me, brought the man.
Did you bring him to hunt for sport? That's what I imagine happening in Connecticut to a brown person.
Oh,
I was like, babe, it's going to be a different kind of Thanksgiving this year.
Right. If you live, your core will be to die for. Just quads like a gazelle.
What did you do, Jimmy?
Oh, my gosh. And I celebrate with the family. Actually, my youngest sister, she told us at the Thanksgiving table, she announced she's now pregnant.
Nice.
Going to be an uncle.
Aww.
Yeah, oh, kind of cool. Good kind for cool. you.
Are you an uncle already?
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't even
it's cool.
fucking count.
I know, it doesn't count.
No, yeah, it's cool. Time. Come on, it's cool. I'm an aunt twice.
What? Yeah. So what? You have a spare?
No, I have. Well,
actually,
In case one like pulls a Princess Diana, you don't get your aunt status revoked.
No,
can
I
you be an aunt
Jesus.
Emeritus, though? I think you can, right?
You can be.
I'm a former aunt. She died in the chunnel with Dodi Fayed. It's tragic.
You know that the driver of that car was drunk?
No.
He was a drunk Frenchman, right?
He was a drunk,
well, he was French.
It is just wine.
Exactly. I love that belief that, like, look, if you're wine drunk, every culture has that booze. Like, the Russians are like, he was just vodka drunk.
Right.
That's not even...
Yeah, yeah. And now it's totally a thing here. I'm you know, no longer drinking. I think a lot of people know I'm in recovery. Mm-hmm. So, but I love how...
6 days sober.
Six.
Congratulations.
The hardest six, you know, one day at a time.
Yeah. Got to make it to 7. That's a week.
Yeah.
Then the ball really gets rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah, Monday Night Football. You got to get through that.
But I feel like now it's... I don't know. Towards the end of my drinking, I was drinking like a really good alcoholic, just alone and sad and copious amounts to it.
It was great because I would take you to 7-Eleven. You're like, I want to buy chips. And I'd be like, get the fuck out of here. And then you would just buy wine and march in the bathroom with it. And you come out slurring. And I'm like, oh, too much vinegar on the chips.
Shut up.
That Grandma Utz got you, did she?
I love you. I'm sorry. No, but like, why is it totally cool for like moms to get completely wine drunk now?
Because it's a marketing thing. Like, fucking wake up, people.
Yeah, but like, if they were drinking like 5 martinis, like that would be like...
No, you'd mock them.
Oh my God.
You'd be like, that's so Mad Men.
Oh my God, 5 martinis. Yeah. But like, moms need her wine. Yeah. Like, just...
At least she's not drinking White Claw, though. One White Claw is worth mocking.
What is the White Claw?
I have not dabbled in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a hard seltzer.
Yeah. Does it describe my hand after I've jacked it? Sorry.
Well, I'm excited you're going to be an uncle again.
Yeah, I'm going to be an uncle. Yeah, no, she told me, though. My youngest sister, she tells me, we've been trying for like a year and a half.
I hate that.
Right?
I hate that.
Like, just own it. Yeah. Own it. Like, I've been trying not to have a baby for the last year and a half.
Yeah.
We've been doing the same thing.
He's been raw dogging me. I wish I just said it in disgusting terms.
Right?
He's been busting nuts in my guts. He's just been bruising my spine.
Just hitting
just
that
tickling my tonsils.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's not been hitting that pelvic wall.
Right.
Not one drop in my mouth, ass, or on my tits. All of it in my C. We're trying. Yeah. It's not for fun anymore.
No, but
that's right. No fun and games.
Yeah.
No, when people are like trying, they're like, you know, timing it. They're like going against their, you know, well, I'm ovulating, babe. Time to, you know.
Aren't they all like pheromony? When a broad's ovulating, haven't they done studies and like ovulating strippers get the most loot? Like, we can all pick up on it. So why don't you let animals? Yeah, they've done.
No.
I swear to God, yeah.
What?
Yeah. And the ones on the rag, of course, get kicked out because they have the hanging string.
Yeah, we want that.
Yeah.
The demigorgon.
Yeah.
The freaking demigorgon tampon sticking up there.
Until you see a string swing to the tempo of cherry pie. You haven't lived.
She's my cherry pie. That's disgusting. Wait, so there's really a thing? Like, strippers that are ovulating.
They do better.
Yeah. But the same is true with waitresses. Like, basically, every woman... She, like, emits these pheromones, and, like, guys could pick up on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder, I mean, I bartended forever in New York. I wonder if I made more
female
money.
Female senators pass more bills when ovulating.
But when they're on the rag, yeah. Watch out.
Oh, no. That'll start a war.
Nothing gets done.
Gridlock.
Unless she gets her chocolate.
Yeah, back in the 80s, Nancy Pelosi could still sashay her ass around and spread that like a Pokemon casting charm.
That's my impression of her sashaying like Mick Jagger. Yeah.
Just pouting, sticking out her huge Italian tits. Just like Mick Jagger.
So Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yep. Thanksgiving. Yeah. I got the Cracker Barrel spread.
Which I'm jealous about.
It was the best.
Is that a good idea?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Genius. It was I do not.
And it was delicious.
I killed. Have you ever, like, be real. Have you ever had turkey you actually liked eating? Like, just raw bird that you didn't have to coat in gravy or encase it in stuffing or...
Just fried turkey.
Yeah, this was like a roasted brined, I don't know, but, like, my mom pulled we got the two breast situation.
Your mom pulled the two breast situation. I like it.
She rested her tits on top of the two turkey breasts. She's like, these are bigger. And that's how I knew I had a good deal coming.
So did you have to go through like a country store to pick up the turkey? Like buy a couple of wicker chairs.
we did. I actually, because I paid for the majority of it, so I was busy. I pawned it off on my mom picking it up. And she came back like pleased as punch, because even though the traffic was horrible, like they were doing road work on the road to the airport, the international airport in this area, Dulles.
She had to fly to go get it.
Yes. Yeah.
Cracker Barrel, yeah. It's a road cafe. Yeah.
They call it a puddle jumper. Yeah. She was just on Route 28. She claims for like 1 hour to go to Cracker Barrel, which was like maybe a 20-minute drive, no traffic.
Sucks.
But she came back. She's like, look what they gave me. And it was this little box that contained like two like teal pumpkins, because that's the color. She ate that shit up. So we, you know, it was great, because my mom, bless her, she's a shit cook, though. Ironic, because, like, she had the Greek childhood of growing up in a restaurant. So maybe that's why. Like, she's like, fuck it, I did enough of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we would get, like, you know, burned turkey that she woke up at 6 in the morning for, and shitty mashed potatoes, and the stuffing was a crapshoot. And I'd also feel guilty, because, like, she'd make a stuffing pan literally, like, 24 inches by 18. And then, like, you know, 5 days, 7 days later, it's covered in mold and you're heaving half of it.
It's like a fruitcake at that point.
Yeah. And you just, she's like, why didn't you eat my food? It's like this whole, I feel like a woman being badgered because I didn't swallow a load, you know? Like, it's this whole acceptance thing. And I was like, fuck it. She's not going to have a ground to bitch on with the cooking. You just shove this crap in the oven for like 45 minutes for all the side dishes. Mm. And I think the turkey was like 2 hours. And, she's cooking's easy, and she's not having to prepare a damn thing. You literally bring in a box, and they've loaded it like they're sending rations to the troops. You know, like, it's all Tetris together.
For the boys.
Yeah. I think Trump actually delivered one to the troops.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Straight from Cracker Barrel. Yeah.
They would have killed him if not for the Cracker Barrel. But, yeah, we're not fucking Eastern European or Asian. We don't like dark meat.
All I eat is dark meat.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's out on the street.
Yeah, I do like dark meat.
You do like the dark meat treat.
Wait, you don't eat dark meat?
No. Like,
why?
Eat those turkey legs, bro. Take you back to the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, no,
you
I
eat
would,
dark meat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I would pull those things off and do like the Henry the Eighth sachet, whatever the fuck that is. And then I'd take two bites and I'd be like, this is dog shit.
It's so much juicier.
Well, okay, not the way my mom cooks it.
Oh. Okay, it was just, we're not talking about the Cracker Barrel. That's fair. That's fair.
Cracker Barrel, I would take the role. I mean, Cracker Barrel could
I'm
be
not
like.
Not sure if dark meat has ever been in a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, not the one I go to.
That's
James.
Can I call you James?
Yes.
Jimothy.
Yes.
So you do, okay? Sorry. So your turkey, all your sides were delicious.
Yeah, it was just waiting for me. I watched them for 2 days. Like, we got them Tuesday night. I was just like, soon you'll be mine. But Wednesday or Thursday morning, she wakes up like 9, her usual 9:30, 10 a.m. Shows everything in the oven by like 2 p.m. It's ready to go. It was all incredible. I don't care how white trash I sound. And if you want to think I belong in the Klan because I eat at Cracker Barrel, so be it. Like, if that's the price to pay for eating that hash brown casserole, fuck it. Mail me a hood now. Like, they
the
can,
future Grand Wizard over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, exactly. They can find out about my Mediterranean blood later. This is all for the hash browns. No, it was all incredible. And I ate it.
Cracker Barrel's the tits.
Yeah.
Would make fun
oh
of
my
you for
God.
That.
Hopefully, I mean, just only the hoitiest of the toities, I think. No one should mock Cracker Barrel. It's I don't know. It's like prostate play. Like, you can... like you want to think you're above it, but no, it'll bring you pleasures untold, and just give it a shot.
Gags.
Also best in a rural location.
Gags just texted me, well, 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 no one cares about Connecticut.
even not behind a mic, he can stop a show.
Yes.
I
think he just wanted to get mentioned, and he got what he wanted.
All right,
so. And now yeah. I'm mad that
yeah.
I did it.
No.
Yeah, you gave him that airtime.
I gave him that.
He's like Freddy Krueger. Like, he scares the kids, so they think about him, and now he has enough power to go into their dreams and kill them. Right. You've made that a thing. Yeah, I ate the same meal. I shit you not, maybe 8 times in a row. Like, just every few hours on the hour. It was turkey, stuffing, gravy, and then a little pecan pie or pumpkin pie. They pack you one of each.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But to give you the sheet of paper with the little dot candies on it, that's the one thing.
Oh, I love the country candies.
Yeah.
Holy
Wait,
shit.
I don't even know what those are.
Jimmy wasn't
yeah,
screwing
just like
around.
It's like a strip of paper, and it's got little dot candies on it. You peel them off, but they never peel off clean, so you always get a little piece of the paper
yeah.
in there too.
It's good for digestion.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's high in fiber.
Yeah,
I used to eat
a little
paper.
Waxy.
Yeah,
I used to eat paper.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. When I was like 6.
Like your dad was shredding documents, or you just ate it for sport?
Well, yeah, I mean, the shredding documents, and then I started to like the taste.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, sure.
No,
like
my brother.
Prostate play. Let's
my
do brother. It.
You got to try it once.
Yeah.
Ew, do you like prostate play?
I have never, like, all kidding aside, I have never, even though I go to a bunch of, well, one Asian brothel repeatedly, and,
yes.
like, they are huge on the ass play.
Are they?
Oh, yeah, it's a cultural thing.
And then you get your ruffles and your Mr. Pibb. What do they give you? It's your ruffles.
Your
and
consolation.
No. What's your little snack you get afterwards?
Okay.
Bag of Cheetos, jalapeno.
No, they give him like a little snack after he goes to
when
visit.
When you're done at the brothel, they give you not even, you sunk $300, but you get a fun-sized candy. And so the first time I went there, the girl hands me a fun-sized Butterfinger. She's like, it's Butterfinger. Delicious. You love it. Like, I hadn't had a Butterfinger. And then you get these little baby-sized water bottles as well to quench yourself. Even though, like, if I'm at a brothel, I'm like, fuck it, you're doing all the work. Like,
yeah.
when they're like, do you want to get on top now? I'm like, no. No.
You don't want to do any work at all?
My knees are not bending for this session.
I just love that as soon as they're off the clock, they're like, here's a little candy.
Yeah, here's a candy, here's a water bottle, get out. Get out. And you go on the street, and it's literally like a pile of trash with 200
like
water bottles
mini
in it.
Water bottles.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, I have AIDS. Oh, I have AIDS.
I was looking up HIV stats the other day, as one does.
Yeah, while sipping from their little water bottle. Yes. I've spent many a night
and
on the streets of New York drinking that water bottle
looking
at transmission statistics. Yeah.
No, I was looking it up, and most of, I don't know why this is relevant, but you brought up the AIDS and HIV, but most of the, actually the top 10 cities in the country that have the most cases of HIV are all in the South.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I wanted to
it's
make you...
It's all Cracker Barrel based.
It's all Cracker Barrel. I wanted to make you feel better.
Cracker Barrel and truck stops, that's
there
it.
There you go. I wanted to make you feel better because you go up. You go
oh,
up,
that's true,
your
yeah.
brothel, your brothel is up north, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm fine.
Yeah.
I don't have to wear a bag.
The most... The, yes, no more condoms. But the...
It's okay. He's trying. They've been trying for a while.
They've been trying for a while. They've been doing it. The northernmost city is Baltimore.
That has
that does
AIDS.
Not yeah, surprise
that
me.
That has, and it was number 10. Like number 2 was like Orlando.
Oh, that does not surprise
yeah.
me.
Yeah,
really? Isn't that
well,
Disneyland?
No, it's Disney, but it's also all the retirees go down there. And I don't know if you knew this, but like the Villages is like 10,000 senior citizens, and like every other
like
one
the village people.
Has an STD. Yeah, and the, yeah, like they're all they got nothing to lose at that point. So
they
just
don't
like
care.
Yeah, they're like dipping in the company ink.
Oh God.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I still want to be doing it at that age.
Go to the Villages,
but I don't want to think about. Like, when I'm that age, I'll
yeah.
be so hot. So.
Of course. Yeah.
Like,
I don't think they're thinking about it either.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They just don't care.
They're and just having a good time.
You know, the women aren't going to get pregnant.
I mean,
they haven't had their
can you imagine?
Their menses since Eisenhower.
Yeah.
So.
We like Ike.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? God. Oh, God. Can you imagine, like, how big pads were back then?
They had belts.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, they had belts. My mom told me about it. They
I
had,
bet it looked like a catcher's vest.
Yeah.
She put it on both sides and cinched it.
No, yeah, like, my mom showed me one time. She has her old belt that she saved.
Is there a big S on it? Is it a superhero thing?
A P for Pam.
Pam
yeah. And period.
Yeah. And
oh, come on, man. That's my mom.
Yeah. Mom has still got pussy.
No, but it's like a little belt and like you put your thighs in it. And like
oh, my God.
So she's
basically wearing like a jock strap.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. And you like put the
Could
pad
you
in
a
and
carabiner
you...
up to this and climb a mountain.
But wait, a jock strap is like you put your legs in it? What is...
said the two.
I'm pretty sure John's never worn one.
Yeah. So. I'm trying to remember because like we were just
yeah. one time I.
I know you pull it off with your teeth. God, I remember like I would wear a cup for baseball, but
yeah.
I don't recall it like attached to much. You would just
what
shove a loose cup in there.
Where do you put the
well,
cup?
Well, you were wearing like almost bite. Short spandex, or I was because I was fat, and then like the cup just kind of fits around your nuts. And
is it the same? I was just about to say, is it the same thing as a dance belt? Have you guys ever taken a dance class?
No, you're not smoking me out that easy.
Yeah.
Damn it.
You guys have to try harder.
Yes, I have. Oh no,
oh fiddlesticks.
I told them, curses, Eva. Yeah, but dance belts are the same thing as the old period belt.
What is a dance belt?
A dance belt is what male dancers wear, and they put their junk
in
it.
Oh, to keep it from flapping
yeah.
around.
I mean, I know you guys probably haven't, maybe you've been to the ballet. I'm not trying, but I know
you've
seen.
I saw Nutcracker once.
Yeah, but you know, like, their junk is all, like, up, and, like, they're wearing, like.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, and I have, like, they look massive.
Oh, yeah, I have, like, the old man ball, so, like, it's like a girl with fat, saggy tits and a Wonder Bra.
Aww.
Like, if you could just mash my balls up, you'd be like, he's huge.
But what's a Wonder Bra?
Oh, God. Ooh. I remember jacking it to the VS catalogs like the mid 90s. That
what
was
yeah,
it?
Like Suzanne Summers, right? Like back in those days.
God, I
is
know
that just a push-up bra?
It was just a push-up
yeah,
bra,
it's like
bra.
But it was a brand.
Yeah,
it was Wonder
marketed
bra.
Exactly. It was like a name brand.
See, I'm so fat. I just think I was like Wonder Bread.
That
like,
is my bread of choice.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Ew.
Ever since Talladega Nights, I've never gone back.
They got their money's worth.
They
you.
Did.
Baby Jesus.
I will come at you like a Spider-Man.
Shake and bake.
Got some quotes, that film.
I thought the brilliance of that film was they could do product placement for anything, and it didn't seem weird.
Julio Songs for Men?
Because it
Good
was
call.
Because it was NASCAR.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and NASCAR is all about ads.
Yeah.
That
yep.
I've never been to a NASCAR.
I've never been. I watched, I've seen a half of like one Daytona 500.
Why?
Because it kicks in like right after football ends, right?
Right. And while you're waiting for like the next game.
Yeah, yeah. And Fox is just like, guys, do not leave us on Sundays. And I was just like, yeah, fuck it. I'm going to be a fat slob that just watches Fox every Sunday. And I got like halfway through and I was like, how do people do this? I do not.
I don't.
You're just waiting for the wreck. You're waiting
I don't
for the
get
accident.
It.
Yeah.
Is that why people go?
Oh, yeah.
That's sick.
I mean, but there's YouTube. Like, literally, if there's a wreck, I'm going to get it on Twitter 30 seconds later, and I've saved myself 3 hours.
Why would you want to see that, though? That's sick.
Because no one really dies.
Yeah.
How do they not die? People died in, what's his name, Junior die? Or
Dale Earnhardt.
Dale Earnhardt?
Yeah, they made a lot of changes since then. They don't drive as fast.
Yeah.
They put, like, couch cushions along the walls now.
Yeah. He actually died from male breast cancer. It wasn't a car crash.
It was prostate play, actually.
Right before he went out for that race, he felt a lump, and then he just went into the wall. So his family would get the insurance money.
Yeah, I'll take
this
it.
This is it. I want Junior.
This is for you, Juju. And he just plowed through that entire crowd. I still remember those screams.
That was the half episode you watched.
Yeah.
It was in the half race.
Somehow I stopped after that.
Now, I have cousins down in North Carolina that love it.
Yeah. They didn't have a choice.
Yeah, they're like, it's so much fun. I'm like, no.
It's either this or we go get AIDS.
Or we go to Charlotte to get the HIV.
Yeah, number 5.
Yeah. I think Florida's big on the HIV, too, because the opioid and Heyron. Heyron's
and
so bad
Cuban
down there.
Cuban people have AIDS. Just putting that out there.
Isn't that Miami? Miami's number
Andy
one.
Andy Garcia, so much AIDS.
Miami was number one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Then my joke
I could see that.
So you're like, so that joke landed,
bitch.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't even know that.
I know. I wanted to make up a stereotype, but yeah, hell, we got there.
What does Gags have to say?
Oh, my God. What do you want, Joe Gagliardi?
He said, mention me more, God damn it.
Oh, God.
You did it. You keep succumbing.
Yeah.
I know, because I
turned my phone down.
I know, but he's so...
It's like the end of Blair Witch with my phone. I just make it face the wall.
I just worry about his physical safety, you know?
You think he's going to find a lump?
I'm worried he's going to find a lump. And
he has so much breast issue.
Stop!
So, you getting what you wanted, Joe?
Yes. That's a lot of scratchers to the titty cancer lotto. That's all I'm saying.
All right, let's talk about New York because you're up there all the time. I'm gonna do a NASCAR into the wall.
Okay,
you're
doing a Dale Earnhardt.
You're
doing a Danica Patrick over here.
May I?
You're gonna kill 75 people before taking your own life.
Yeah. Did he really?
No.
Can you imagine?
No. Oh, God.
He just lit up.
I would wake up every day to that.
That's my alarm on my phone.
I remember real fast, there were so many like country song tributes.
Why?
He was like their Christ, the real thing. Like, they're not very Christian for real.
Southerners love Christ.
I'm not as much as Dale.
What
not
about
as,
Junior?
That's true. Like Dale.
Junior's a little liberal, I think, for their taste.
Oh, like, he is?
Yeah, Junior said he's against slavery and stuff. Like, they're not feeling that.
He's paid reparations. Yeah. They don't like that.
You mean he tipped a guy once? Now we're even.
You just sounded like the critic. It stinks.
Machi machi.
Now we're even. It stinks.
It stinks. It stinks. I've been exposed. I can't do a Jay Sherman. No, Dale, like, I'm trying to remember, Diamond Rio did a song, Remember When, and it came out like maybe 6 months before September 11th. But even before that, just look up, I'm sorry, Diamond Rio One More Day. Look up Diamond Rio One More Day, and I swear to Christ, the first YouTube hit is going to be a fan-made Country Bear Jamboree where they have spliced in video of, like, the day he ran into the 75 people. And it's like, one more day. And then you'll hear the chorus, and then it's like, Dale is not responsive. It's so cheesy. Like, some guy made it in 2001 in Orlando and was just like, this is the pulse of the country in my hand as I edit this together. And this is the zeitgeist.
I'm now part of the zeitgeist.
Yeah. I've always wanted to be a zeitgeist. Yeah, and that video lingers to this day.
Oh,
you will just
God.
Laugh hysterically.
I will.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's basically NASCAR Super Bowl shuffle, right? Like, that's still around.
It is. It's timeless. Just like this video by Diamond Rio. Yeah,
it's
so
the puppy bowl.
New York, where there is no AIDS or NASCAR. Yeah, Jimmy.
Yeah,
tell us about it, man. I
miss it.
Yeah,
she misses it. I lie about one day moving there, but I'll just live and die in Chantilly.
Yeah, we've all told that lie. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No. New York's been great. New York's great. I've been up there a lot. So I'm still technically living here, but I'm up there.
Oh, so you're a fraud.
I'm a fraud.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll own it. Just like everyone else in New York, I'm a fraud.
Nice.
But no, it's been really good. I've been up there about 18 of the last 22 months, and just doing a lot of comedy. Getting to know some good spots. Actually, I did
like Juniors for Cheesecake.
Not gonna lie, I've walked
past
Sbarro that place
for
a dozen
pizza.
Times. Let's not forget Dallas Barbecue. It's just like the real Dallas Barbecue.
I had a dude I did a job for, and he was like, "There's a barbecue place in New York City," and he was going on about Dallas Barbecue.
Yeah, you're gonna love it.
And I was just like, "Dude, it's in New York City. I'm not fucking listening."
Oh my god.
What?
No, that's funny. Like, there actually is good barbecue to be had in New York,
I'm
but they're like
sure.
little artisanal places.
I was
going to
say, it's some Brooklyn dipshit twiddling his
snidely
whiplash
mustache.
Oh, yeah, that,
that has like a giant smoker in the back, you know, that are doing. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I've heard about that guy.
Dark meat. His dark meat.
Yeah, smoking his dark meat
in the back
while checking his breasts for lumps.
And prostate play.
And prostate. Checking that for lumps, too.
And watching Dale Earnhardt videos.
Who is this guy?
Who is this person?
He has four hands like Goro from Mortal Kombat.
Whoever he is, he lives in Williamsburg. That's all I know.
He does exist.
He does exist.
Where do you stay when you go there?
So Williamsburg.
Williamsburg.
No, like, so I
in the back of a barbershop. It's also a tattoo shop. Sorry, I miss New York.
It's true. No, I don't blame you. Yeah. No, I'm either Financial District. I'm down at FIDE a lot. And then Midtown. I'm getting familiar with Midtown. I've been there for a couple of months now. And there's a lot of just cool spots, except it's so much more expensive in Midtown.
It is.
Yeah,
super expensive.
Because, you know, you're within, like, Times Square, like, within a mile radius. Just, like, forget about
and
it.
And work is putting you up.
Work is putting – well, they're putting up with me. Yeah, I'm just
like
just it reminded me of something my dad would say. Yeah. I think my dad's the funniest person in the world. John will, don't I?
I mean, we love to do his voice, but
yeah. Well, they're putting up with me. Can you imagine him saying
oh,
that?
Oh, baby.
Do
this shitty impression. Sorry.
Yeah, I miss New York. I was Lower East Side, and I actually worked at the Fat Black Pussycat and the Village Underground, where they do comedy shows. And then I worked in around the corner at
Sbarro.
At Sbarro, at Qdoba.
Mexican Grill.
Yeah. No, I worked at some of the comedy clubs and stuff, and then just bartending all over. I miss it.
Yeah, no, there's, I mean, yeah. And the cool thing about New York is for doing the comedy is it's, like, literally every night there's 75 different places where you can go and see comedy, you can go and perform. I've been doing a lot of stuff. I actually was at Comic Strip Live a couple of weeks ago. Did a set there. The Stand is another place that's really good. Great, like, vibe. And then just, like, your random mics. Like, I'll swing by Williamsburg. There's a place called The Alley. Done a couple of shows there. Climate Lounge on 7th Street. Great spot for comedy. In addition to, like, your more well-known spots.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that hasn't let you perform yet, but if you mention them on what they think is a successful podcast, that might change the tune?
Actually, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm tall and white, so I get a lot of opportunities.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. We've been losing a lot of ground lately. Us tall, handsome white guys.
We got nothing.
I just go, what?
Yeah. What?
Ew.
Go play with your tits, Lumpy.
You're not Lumpy.
No.
Oh. Wait. Do you ever do, you know, one I never, I actually seen a few shows there. Dangerfields?
I've not done Danger. So Dangerfields is a place that won't let me in yet.
How's he doing?
I haven't tried. He gets no respect.
That was awesome.
Me, hey. That is a great impression of your dad.
No, Dangerfields, I've seen a few shows there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just miss like the vibe of New York, and I'm trying to get him to go up there or move there.
Who?
You.
Oh, me, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I can.
I thought you were talking about your dad. I'm like, you're splitting your family? That's amazing.
Yeah. 41 years of marriage. Yeah. My parents are finally getting that divorce.
And because of me.
It's because of me. And yeah, he's going to buy a little pied-a-terre up on the Upper East Side, finish his novel, and I'm going to just, you know, do my thing in New York.
Just do it. Yeah. That's the thing. New York, you do you.
No, I can't live there again.
Oh, okay.
I can't do it, but I want to visit.
You could, like, crash for, like, a month on somebody's couch.
Not a month. I could. I'm not even, like, ready to go back for, like, 2 days yet. Hmm.
We could do the Papa Giorgio special where you drive in and stay for 3 hours and then drive back.
I would do that.
Would you?
Yeah.
Can we use your car? You pay for gas and Easy Pass.
We can't use my car. Won't make it.
No.
I'll pay for the Easy Pass and gas, but my car won't make it.
Is your car anti-Semitic? It just stops at the border.
Yeah. I won't drive and I won't. Like, I won't drive.
Okay.
But I'll pay for gas and Easy Pass.
We can do that.
Yeah. Okay. And it has to be your car.
Okay. It's settled. Cool. Mm-hmm. We're going to see one of your shows.
There we go.
Can you do stand up at like 2 in the afternoon for us?
Actually, I probably could.
Okay. Good. New York is amazing.
New York is amazing.
She never sleeps.
You know, I do want to plug one group. Laughing Buddha Comedy is a group that runs a lot of shows all over the city. Okay. And, like, it's one of the most, like, welcoming comedy groups that I've kind of experienced. Like, everybody's really supportive. Everybody kind of looks out for each other. When one of us does well, kind of like everybody does well. And they just a lot of opportunities to get in really good shows. Like, I did a few shows, and they liked me. They gave me an opportunity to be in a showcase with Jeanine Garofalo, which was really cool, something that...
I love her.
Yeah, she was cool.
She's awesome.
Yeah. She's aged well, too.
Yeah.
The best thing a woman can do.
She's like a fine scotch, right?
Yeah, no, she's doing all right.
Yeah. Once they get to like 15 years, it's like, all right. Yeah. Time to crack open that bottle.
Great aroma, but corrosive to my penis. Yeah. So Laughing Buddha Comedy.
Yep. That's, Laughing Buddha Comedy is a very cool
My name
group.
Is John Papagiorgio. Laughing Buddha Comedy. John Papagiorgio.
My name is Eva Crickshin. Laughing Buddha Comedy. My name is Eva Crickshin.
Our email address is johneva at compuserve.net.
Our combined social security numbers. No, that's cool.
Yeah, no, it's been really cool. And then, yeah, it's just given me a lot of opportunities up there to really just kind of get out, do some different stuff. Yeah, it's just a very supportive room. Rooms all over the city.
Awesome. Well, shit, that's what I want. I just need someone to, like, support and nurture me and tell me I'm gorgeous.
I'll support.
You're not going to get that from Laughing Buddha.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Because he really needs that.
I do. What if I pay? That seems to work for me.
$130 an hour, I'll tell you that.
Okay, cool. Oh, that's a good rate.
Will he get a fun sized candy bar and a tiny water bottle.
And an awkward attempt at analingus. Oh, you just want to end the show now?
Yes.
Okay, we can end awkward attempt at analingus. We have our coffee mug. Shit. Now I'm scrambling to find the outro. This. Yeah, yay, we found it. Jimmy, man, thanks for, I know we've been trying to plan this for a while.
Yeah.
And I am just, you should text me, because I'm horrible with Twitter DMs.
Yeah, and I don't know your phone number, so.
Okay, I'll give it to you right now. I'll give it to you on air. There's just this Twitter group of like 12 people, including our dear friend Brian Bolte.
They
circle jerk text each other every 5 seconds. And so I just like shut off Twitter notifications and it's like, you have a DM. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, I know I do. And then like I'll look 2 days later and it's like, you last Thursday, like, hey, what's up?
I'm in town.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Twitter, I do want to say very funny Jimmy Twitter handle, also on the Instagram. And also Jimmy Maher Comedy on Instagram. So
M-A-H-E-R.
Like, M-A-H-E-R, like just like Bill Maher.
There you go.
Oh.
The guy that got kicked off of network TV and then became very successful.
Yeah. I was watching an episode of Murder, She Wrote last night with my mom, and Bill Maher was on.
Playing Angela Lansbury?
No, he was He was banging. Oh, wow. No, he was just playing like a paparazzi. Like type character, actually.
Interesting. Singular as paparazzo.
He was playing a paparazzo. And he had like the 90s like long mullet. I was like, that's Bill Maher.
He still has that.
Yeah, my mom said no it wasn't, and I proved her wrong. Great story.
You showed her.
Yeah. Did you just like hold up your phone with the IMDb page display and then she looked at it and you just punched her?
I punched her and then I choked her with her period belt.
All right.
We're back.
Yeah. At Papa's Basement on everything, and she's at Orchard Eva on everything. Later.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way, had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way, on my way.
Hello?
Michael, hi. We're going to do your segment separately because of the inherent difficulty in phoners, but we're rolling and we'll tag this into the end of the show if you want it. Otherwise, this can be just a vent sesh.
Oh, no. I mean, whatever you want to do.
Oh, we'll put it on air because it's just you motherfucking someone, right?
Well, that's what I was trying to think of. I was like, should I like be talking about this?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, you should.
Absolutely.
Hi, yeah. Michael.
Hello, Eva.
Hi.
And Jimmy Mars.
Hey.
In.
What's going on, Michael?
Jimmy Mars. Hi. How are you?
I hear you're having a rough day, man.
It wasn't so much of a rough day. I made it as rough as I. It was all me. It was me waking up and not. I should just leave my phone. Probably like 50 feet away from me until after, I don't know, 1 o'clock each day.
All right, let's.
If I get on it in the morning,
you're cranky.
Exactly.
Did you like? Was your Grindr account like blowing up or
all
something?
Night.
I was like, hey, I don't care if you want a bear or an otter.
Well, you know what? Fuck it. We'll just start like from 30 seconds ago or something like that. Everyone, the introduction. It's just a spare segment at the end of the episode. This is Michael Johnson. He's on the show all the time.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Toe tap and touchstones at home. Yeah, he wasn't able to make it in studio to record with us, but he had a really an obnoxious incident happen to him that he was texting me about. So, Michael, you tell us. We'll make fun of the person that wronged you, but also make fun of you. And then
Well, I'm going to leave names out of this. I'll just say that I had a show a few weeks ago with a friend of mine. I'll still call him a friend.
Okay.
It's very adult
and
of
it
you.
Was dramatic. It was a two-person improv show, which is what? It's a couple steps below street performing.
Yes.
It's like, Three Card Monty or whatever.
Yeah.
Michelle's. All right. We usually open up for someone doing that, but that's where two-person improv falls on the showbiz, you know, sort of hierarchy. But I still enjoy it nonetheless. Unfortunately, it's what I'm best at. Hey, John, did you ever see a guy on Howard Stern one time? He could play, like, any song by rattling his nails off his teeth.
Ew.
No, I thought you were going to talk about Mr. Methane, the guy that would like fart songs.
Oh, yeah. I just remember
That's
Howard
impressive.
Saying he,
yeah.
Howard was like, you know what? No one else can do that, and you can do nothing with it. And that's what I always feel about improv. Anyway, we still had, it was still like a fun show at my home theater where everything started about 15 years ago.
So this is a theater in your home, right?
Yeah, it's my home theater. Yeah,
so the curtains.
Yeah. My dad
it's
was
like a home office.
Yeah. Like Predator. And we were like, hey, Mr. Johnson, can we get a word? And, so we did a show on a Friday night. It was fun. The guy that I was performing with, I performed with before. But I could tell, like, he was a little, I don't know, there's something like, he was a little wound up before this show. Mm-hmm. And, like, the show was on a Friday. On Monday, I contacted him because I was talking with somebody. And this was, like, November, I don't know, 16th, I think, maybe, or something like that. And a friend of mine was like, hey, don't you have a show up here at the end of the week? And I was like, oh, crap, I need to get a hold of the guy I'm performing with. I text him, and he's real short with me. And his last text to me is, by the way, the reason we haven't got together is because of you, jerk. And I was like,
meow.
Yeah.
And I was like, so I honestly thought, oh, crap, I must have missed a rehearsal or something. And then I was thinking, well, I wish he would at least text me. And I was like, oh, shit, did I miss, like, a practice session? Nope. And then I was like, okay. I have not. So I sent him a few other texts, and he's like, he's out to doing something with his wife. And
you mean his beard, because he loves you, Michael. That's why.
Yeah, he's jealous.
Yeah.
Long story short, over the course of the next few days, we never really touch base. I get to the show. We have, like, hold on one second, I got my daughter here while I'm swearing a storm. Yeah, boo-boo.
Aww.
We're almost in Virginia. We're just about to leave Maryland.
Oh, good for you.
You can bring Boo Boo in studio with you if you want.
Anyway, this F you, mother. No. What's that?
Oh, he's talking. Yeah.
All right. So, one second. Daddy will be like 5 more minutes. off of my childish chest. I get to the show Friday night. I'm like, you know, do you want to warm up? And he's like, what's the point? And I was like, all right, this is a weird thing.
This guy's suicidal.
We end up having the show. It's fine. I do all the heavy lifting. I am not blowing smoke up my own rear. I was told by other people. I still had fun. And I knew he wasn't happy with the show. I let it go, and I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to let this go. And then finally, I got a check for the show a couple days ago, and I was like, you know what? It's been long enough. I might as well just, you know, say, hey, thanks. Let's talk later about the show. I just got the check. Thanks for arranging it. And I saw on Facebook Messenger that he had read it. And like a day or went by, and the fact that he didn't say anything just kind of irked me a little bit more. So I put, he had already told my friend at one of their rehearsals that the show wasn't any good.
Oh.
Hold on one second, Bo.
okay.
I put P.S. I heard you didn't like the show. Let's talk about it. And then a couple days go by. And then this morning I get this message from him. And if I wasn't driving with a young child in the car, so I got to be careful, because if she wasn't here, I'd
you can make her it. Read it.
Right.
Oh, she doesn't read yet?
Yeah, exactly. I know. It's because her father does improv.
Yeah.
I read this message from him this morning, and he's like, you did this. You did this. You fell short on this. Basically just pinning everything on me. Oh, I wanted to warm up and you didn't, which is the reason I brought it up earlier, because I specifically asked him. It was like all this stuff. Like, I'd never read such a revisionist version of history since one of my ex-wife's sort of texts before we split. And I ended up slowly, sort of over the course of about 15 minutes around 9:30 this morning, going from, hey, let's talk about this, to just calling him a coward and telling him basically that he's a chicken ass and this is all on him. And he is a purveyor of horse ass, and that his character is pretty much known throughout the community, in the small community that we live in, that my last text to him was basically like, hey, if things don't keep working out all the time, the problem is you. And then that's where I left it.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know if we'll be having a show anytime soon.
No, what it sounds like is you two are going to be having makeup sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
you got to send those chocolates.
The lesson of it all, after a while, like after it kind of just settled, was like, I just hated the I don't like being called a jerk.
It really bruises your ego.
That was like the whole thing. I even talked to you guys know my I have my AA sponsor like walked me through this the entire time leading up to the show, and basically just saying, just don't say anything, let it go, and then and that's what I tried to do. But then I realized, like, I just, you know, this morning, all I wanted to do was settle the score for being called a jerk. If he would have called me a bitch or an MF-er, I would have probably not. I probably would have forgotten it like a long time ago.
But not the J word.
Yeah, that's a trigger.
I'm picturing you watching the Jerk Store Seinfeld. And you're like, whoa, how is that on network TV?
Wow, yeah. Wow, that does not age well.
Problematic.
The censors in the 90s. They got away with murder on Seinfeld.
So I will leave you with that. I don't know why that was everything. That it was just, I was just pent up jerk storm. It's like I've never been called that before.
Michael, you're not jerking us around right now, are you?
No, I would not jerk you off on that.
Whoa, language, man.
No.
For Christmas, I will not get you a assortment of preserved beef products.
Teriyaki. No teriyaki.
Yeah, make sure that it'll stretch.
Wow, okay. So if I ever want to go for the jugular, I now know.
No, you do. You definitely do. I've got more work to do on me, I'll admit. I will be the bigger one here after, you know, sort of trashing him in a public forum.
Okay.
With all 10 of our listeners.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
We air publicly in, you know, the same space that you performed, a literal house theater.
My dad is over there in his underwear.
He makes a great opener, Michael.
I know, he does.
All right, man. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? The text you said earlier about the farting, late this afternoon, I was in my living room, and I was playing the game of whether my dad farted or my brother's dog farted. And I was like, oh, it was so pervasive and so foul.
It must have been the dog.
You know, and it lingered for so long. It was like, I was like, it has to be the dog. And then I heard my dad fart.
Did you quickly dive over to it and plunge your nose? All of a sudden,
I must know.
I just wanted to turn with him, and I was like, you were this close to getting off for murder. Now I got to book you. Like,
Read him his rights, bro.
I know. All right, that's all I got. I will hang up and listen.
All right, Jerk, take it easy.
Yeah.
All right, man, I'll see you.
Quit jerking my gherkin.
Bye.
There you go. Well, that's a nice little addendum to the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like he was so sensitive.
Yeah, I feel like we've been on a journey.
Yeah, we really have been.
I just, to be set off, because to be fair, he sent me the texts involved, and I can't say the preamble, like, he didn't send that. Maybe there's, like, an exchange at cockpits right beforehand. But, yeah, I mean, Mike really lays into him.
Oh, like, really?
Really lambasts
yes.
him. Like, fuck, just drags him over the coals. So.
Like, do you think it can be resolved or no?
I mean, if I had been sent this, like me personally, yeah. I love to just cut people out. Like, I'm the biggest piece of cowardly crap when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Like, if someone wrongs me, I'm just like, cool, I have like 1,000 friends.
Yeah, right?
You've cut me off before.
Really?
Yeah, for like a month at a time. I remember one time I called you at 6:30 in the morning.
Yes.
And you got so mad at me.
Yeah, that you're lucky that was a month.
No, I don't even think it was a month. It was like a week and a half of me not talking to you. And then I was drunk and I left like trash in your car. And that was a good like month and a half.
Oh my God. Yes.
You're not talking to me.
You're worse than Boo Boo in the car. Like there's Hawaiian Punch on the windows. I don't know if everything was sticky. I don't know if it was you or Whitaker. Someone has burned a cigarette hole in the seat sometime a long time ago.
I don't think I do.
And
that.
I just stare at it. And I seethe.
In the front seat?
Front seat. Passenger side.
I don't think
I
do that.
It's just a smoke hole.
Yeah, but you've cut me off before, but you always come crawling back.
Well, of course. I wouldn't. This sounds like they perform together and not particularly well, so yeah. I could see him easily just being like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm going to. There's a lot of other improv partners out there to find.
He has a million, yeah.
Yeah.
And not only that, like, I looked up this guy's photos. Like, he's all, like, silvery and bearded, like the Dos Equis dude. It's very distracting.
Ew.
Yeah. You can see, yeah, you can just picture his pubes, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh. Looks like a seagull got run over. You know?
I don't always cut people out, but when I do, I call them a jerk. Who knew that that word would...
That was his thing.
Make our Mikkel so angry.
He's sensitive.
He is.
He's got the soul of a poet.
He's so sensitive.
Yeah. Okay, we can start the regular show. I'm gonna kill Mike's now, and then we'll talk about 5-10 seconds of prep, and I'll get the... Yeah.